The news doesn't wait. Why should you? News 92 FM.
It's 923, 64 degrees of News 92 FM. A few showers out there, so it's just sort of a dreary day in Houston. I'm Scott Braddock, and we are talking about how to fix public education funding in Texas. You have one of the outgoing senators there in Bryan College Station, Steve Ogden, who is the finance chair in the Senate, saying that they need to get back and work on this some more. We're talking with Jason Sabo, who is with Save TX Schools, and also Peggy Venable, who is with Americans for Prosperity in Texas. Peggy, let me go back to you on this. Jason, just before the break there, suggested that whenever some push this statistic that we've got so many people in our schools who are not teachers, that they're being dishonest because they're suggesting that those non-teachers are highly paid administrators. What do you say to that?
I think that's a great leap. Facts are stubborn things. On our website, redappleproject.com, we simply use the PIMS reporting data that school districts provide to TEA. In that, it shows very clearly there's one non-teacher for every teacher. No one is assuming that there should be 100% of the staff that are teachers. However, if you look at the breakdown, you can see how many are administrators, how many are other professionals. And it's interesting to note that other professionals, not even counting administrators, make about $8,000 a year more than teachers. I think the key is we're not focusing our attention in the classroom where the rubber hits the road. Good teachers should be paid more. We definitely can and must cut some of the overhead and certainly some of those administrators.
So,
it can be done.
Peggy, I think it gets to a basic fundamental disagreement here, which is I think what you're saying is, and tell me if I'm wrong, that you're saying the state doesn't need to really kick in any more money for this.
I don't think we should be putting more money, consistently more money in public education. We have funded public education over the last 10 years at a rate of 5 times faster the increase in student population and inflation. We've not seen test results improve by virtue of that.
Yeah.
So the fact is more money simply isn't the answer.
Jason, I'm going to guess that you're going to disagree with at least part of that.
Well, I am going to disagree with part of that. And then if you look at what's happening across the state since the end of last session when we enacted, $5.5 billion almost of budget cuts to public education. And you're probably going to hear from Peggy that, no, we actually increased spending on public education, which is another one of those kind of fuzzy numbers that we're going to be hearing a lot over the course of the next few months.
Yeah.
The reality on the ground where the rubber does hit the road is, just yesterday I saw numbers that said 8,000 classrooms across the state have exceeded the kindergarten through fourth grade class size limits. What's happening on the ground where the rubber hits the road is that our kids' educations are being strained and teachers are being asked to do more and more and more.
Yeah.
And as a result, our increasingly poor public school kids are going to have a harder time.
But Jason, what do we need to do then? Do we need to raise taxes? Voters seem to be saying they don't want to do that. I mean, they just elected, a huge Republican majority, last year, people who ran on a sort of a Tea Party platform saying they want to cut government, not make it bigger.
Well, I think that when the legislature does return, whether or not it's now and before next session, as, the conservative Republican Steve Ogden suggested, or if it is next session in 2013, we're going to have to take a hard look at how we do spend our money. Because remember, about 50% of the Texas state budget writ large goes to public education.
Right,
that's a lot of money.
Does taking a hard look at it mean raising taxes?
If that's what the legislature chooses to do. And a lot of conversation started last session around the idea of beginning to close some exemptions, some loopholes.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what's going to happen before the legislature moves toward actually raising any taxes.
Right.
But the reality is, as our Republican Speaker Joe Strauss said not too long ago, we simply cannot cut our way to prosperity as a state.
All right, Peggy, I've got about 45 seconds left. I'll give you the last word. Go ahead.
Well, I think our schools are now $108 billion in debt. And what education bureaucrats claim they're doing for the kids, they're really doing to the kids. Businesses and families are learning to do more with less. So should government schools.
All right. That's Peggy Venable. She is with Americans for Prosperity here in Texas, and also Jason Sabo. He is at savetxschools.org. It will be a heated discussion if the legislature gets back in session on this. And you just got a really good preview of it here on News 92 FM.